Monday night at Lincoln Center in New York, there'll be a screening of a new film about one woman's efforts to return to Afghanistan. Though the film was made well before the current war, its title and subject could not be more timely. It's called Kandahar. From member station WNYC in New York, Judith Kempner reports the story behind this new film began with a letter.
Nilofar Pazira fled the civil war in Afghanistan with her parents 12 years ago. They settled in Canada, and just before the end of the millennium, she got a letter from her closest childhood friend. "My life has no meaning," was the letter's refrain. The friend described how she was unable to continue her studies under Taliban rule, how she'd become a prisoner in her home and forced to wear a burqa at all times. She concluded the letter by saying she'd decided to kill herself. Pazira says she decided to try to stop her.
"This was my friend's life that was at stake, and I was prepared to take, you know, as much risk, as possible, to go and cross the border to go to Afghanistan. I made it just 2 hours inside, where we had to turn because of the group of people who were with me, indicating that it was absolutely dangerous for them. And because, you know, I had to follow their lead, and the idea was that we go back to Iran and we wait, and then when the situation improves, we will go back. Unfortunately, it didn't happen."
Pazira then tried unsuccessfully to sneak into Pakistan. Back in Iran, she remembered a film about Afghan refugees. Called The Cyclist, it was made by Mohsen Makhmalbaf, one of Iran's leading filmmakers. She called him and told him her story, and he decided to make a feature film. So it was that Pazira found herself playing a character in a film about the journey she might have made. The film opens with Pazira entering Afghanistan in a Red Cross helicopter. She keeps a diary, speaking into a tape recorder.
"You used to tell me in your letters that the situation had got worse in Afghanistan, that all the girls' schools had been closed down, that women were forbidden from all public life, and you were losing hope. And I was devastated."
On the 200-mile journey to Kandahar, Pazira gets lost, tricked, and pushed around. These experiences are all drawn from her 1989 escape from the country.
"Both Mr. Makhmalbaf and I, we talked a lot about how my family left Afghanistan, details of that journey, and he tried to capture those moments of fear in a refugee life when they're actually going to pass by a checkpost or when they're actually fearful of being caught."
There are also moments of nervous humor. At one point, Pazira visits a doctor. She has to talk to him through a small hole in a curtain. She discovers he's an African-American Muslim who came to fight the Russians. He has a fake beard and no medical qualifications.
"Maybe it's malaria."
"It's not malaria."
"What?"
"Az ab chay ke khordam, khodam midunam."
"Say it in English, please. This is the first time I've heard a patient speak in English in years. I'm a doctor. You can trust me."
He takes Pazira on the next stage of her journey. His cart rumbles along a dirt street, past whitewashed low walls, into stark scrubland and then yellow desert. Women move elegantly, their blue, red, and orange burqas shimmering against a vast expanse of sky. Young kids steal jewelry off dead bodies. Director Mohsen Makhmalbaf, speaking from his home in Tehran, said he was able to get into Afghanistan for his research. He tried in his film to evoke the contradictions he saw.
"Afghanistan is a surrealistic country and sad, and this, at the same time, beauty too. And the Afghan people are very photogenic. And the women under the burqa has a beauty for picture too."
Perhaps the most surreal is a scene in which landmine victims hobble to catch wooden legs dropped from a relief plane. Makhmalbaf used no actors in the film. Instead, he cast some of the 3 million refugees stranded along the border between Iran and Afghanistan. He wove their stories into his plot. But even still, making a movie sometimes seemed irrelevant.
10 days in the first part of shooting, I and my group were crying, and it was very difficult to work. because when around of you there are so many poor children, women without food, how you can work? At first I brought for them doctor, but we couldn't do anything.
Afghanistan and its plight started to overtake the story of Pazira and her friend. In reality, Pazira doesn't know what's happened to her. After Kandahar premiered at the Cannes Film Festival earlier this year, Pazira hoped she would hear from her.
I have no idea where she is. I have a distinct feeling that she is still somewhere inside Afghanistan. In a way, you know, quite to my disappointment, I was feeling that after Cannes, you know, I was kind of waiting that I will get a phone call. If there was a phone call, I would be running quickly to pick it up in case someone was going to call me, in case it would be her, and sort of going, you know, downstairs and upstairs waiting for the mails to come and see whether I've got any note from her.
Nalofa Pazira agrees with Mohsen Makhmalbaf's decision to sublimate her story to that of the Afghan people. They both feel it's important for viewers outside the region to get a glimpse of the country, with its desperation, warlords, and thieves that they're not getting from the nightly news. For NPR News, I'm Judith Kampfner in New York.